The invisible player is aware that right now there is a world of Lilliput game going on a board down below. Prashant talking that is happening in that Lilliput board. Invisible player has his world, celestial world with God. This is all. And just as we are experiencing it now, if we can stay in this awareness rest of the day, great, great fortune. Fortune in the present. Because this invisible player, his world is Paristhan, it's the eternal Paristhan. On top of it, there is a company of God and love from God. Presence of the Father, presence of the great family of souls, invisible brothers. They all are deities, invisible deities. Even deities are deities because there are these invisible deities in the Golden Age. Not because of the golden crown they are deities. These invisible deities, because they know they are beyond harm, they are immortal, it affects their whole personality. They become completely innocent. They can afford to be like that. It's a different mind altogether. Different flip of a coin. It is not they are trying to be nice, but they can become angry if something goes wrong. Now these invisible deities, they are authentic. That means clean inside out. That nature is of bliss and love forever inside out. They die with happiness. They love in all cases. They are lovely and loving. What else do you need if everyone is like this? And this is your life. You are interacting with these beings. And this applies to all. And by the word all, beyond the human clan. All souls are divine beings. There is no trace of demon. And this is what continues in the Golden Age. That's why it is Ram Raj. We can experience it right now because we lower the power of the physical world. That world becomes a Lilliput. Zero. You know, its whole value is zero. Not worth a penny. The whole thing. That's why this alaukik, the subtle and the invisible godly world, that we can be stable in that experience. there is a possibility. All that happens in time, from the golden age to the copper age, the Lilliput world appears not a Lilliput world. And what a copper age. Ravan comes in. For Ravan, the world of Lilliputs is everything. The glitter and gold of the world of Lilliputs. Ravan cannot go beyond it. All 10 heads of Ravan are obsessed. So that is different game. It is Ravan Raj. You can't have divine personalities anymore. Ravan's love and Ravan's happiness. That is what Copper Age, Iron Age. We understand now what we are doing. We have to get back divinity. And Paras is an amazing thing. But important, you know, the what to be underlined is a game of a second. Not to analyze from the ego what is happening in the before you go to the soul consciousness, not to analyze from body consciousness. First second, start with the invisible player, as we did today. Invisible player has his life and world. Everyone needs to take that jump, and you take the jump in the first second, it is better. That is the effort. If it starts from ego, ego has no intention to become egoless. So it tricks you in another circle. That's why don't analyze. Just fly.